Translation: Lord Brahma, in his ignorance, contemplated, "Who am I that I am situated on the top of this lotus? Wherefrom has it sprouted? There must be something downward, and that from which this lotus has grown must be within the water." Purport: The subject matter of the speculation of the speculations of Brahma is in the beginning regarding the creation of the cosmic manifestation is still a subject matter for mental speculators. The most intelligent man is he who tries to find the cause of his personal existence and that of the whole cosmic creation, and thus try to find the ultimate cause. If his attempt is properly executed with penance and perseverance, it is sure to be crowned with success. So the verse once again. Lord Brahma, in his ignorance, contemplated, "Who am I that I am situated on the top of this lotus? Wherefrom has it sprouted? There must be something downwards, and that from which this lotus has grown must be within the water." Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shulakaya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapanantikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are in the chapter called Manifestation of Brahma from Vishnu. And it's basically a dialogue between Maitreya Muni and Vidura. And now Maitreya Muni is starting to explain Srimad Bhagavatam to Vidura. And we hear about the beginning of creation, how the beginning of all the material world is coming into action. And now we hear about Lord Brahma, who is the creator, and find himself on a lotus flower, but do not know what's going on. He do not know from where he appeared, what is actually the causes of his being there. Yesterday we heard about how Lord Brahma got four heads. Any one of you remember what was? By looking all the time in four directions, four heads came. It's very, very special way of getting more heads by looking in all directions. So today, in today's verse, Lord Brahma is deeply contemplating, from where do I come from? What is going on that I'm now finding myself like this, sitting on a lotus? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explained that the most intelligent man is the one who tries to find the cause of life, the cause of his existence. What is the ultimate goal or the ultimate reason of my to be here in this material world? And that's actually what an intelligent man is supposed to think about. And we see that it's very, very rare to find person who will go and think deeper about the meaning of life and from where they are coming from. But there is one factor in the material world which is pushing us to think deeper, and this is the factor of death. When death comes, this just removes all illusions about material life. As long as we are not in contact with death, or we don't think it will happen to us, and don't think it will happen also to our close by, then enjoying sense object enjoyment in the material world makes some sense. But as soon as death comes, it just takes away all the sense of this life. All those activities that we do, all those efforts that we do, suddenly from one moment to another, gone. Everything is gone. And this, just the fact that death is there, that this type of enjoyment we have in this material world are temporary, this actually is cutting off the real reason of being in this world. And every man of intelligence who is observing how material life is temporary will go deeper and ask himself the question, from where do I come from? What is the real meaning of my life? We could see some years ago the devotees had a new sweater, a new pullover, and on the pullover it was written, do you know what is the goal of life? ? Ask me. ! And this is actually what we are doing when we come in contact with spiritual life. We are going to search for answer to those questions, from where I'm coming from. I was hearing, first of all, who can tell me what is the meaning? Who found out what is the meaning of life after starting the process of spiritual life? Let's see if someone else knows. Roman, what is the reason, the cause of being in this material world? Translation? Someone?
Because of sense gratification and our enemy towards Krishna.
Yeah, very good. And what are we supposed to do now? Yana? Okay, very good. Okay. And from where are we coming from? Hare Govinda. Very good answer. Demande après. There are always these philosophical different points of view between Vaishnavas. Some said that you are coming from the spiritual world and fell into the material world. And some say it's actually no failure. No one can fall from the spiritual world. We were not yet in the spiritual world. We were in this Tatastha Shakti, in between material and spiritual, and we decided to come in the material world. And Damodar Priya mentioned very clearly, rightly, that Prabhupada had said, don't endeavor too much to understand that. The real point and the clear point is that actually we have to go out of this temporary existence. Otherwise, we could also answer very simply, we come from Krishna. That's Krishna is the origin of everything, and we are coming from him. We are parts and parcel. We are small, insignificant expansions of Krishna. And what are we supposed to do? What do you think? What are we supposed to do? Very good. And how do we do that, Mikhail?
By full surrender, by offering our devotion.
Yeah. Okay. By devotional service, this is actually the main process that is given for us to go back. And when we are engaged in serving and pleasing Krishna, then again we have full sense of life. Then our life makes total sense. And we feel just so happy inside of ourselves. We know this is actually what I'm supposed to do. This is the eternal, my eternal relationship with Krishna. Now, I was hearing a lecture from Giriraj Swami some days ago, and he was asking the question, why do we serve the Lord? What is our motivation in serving the Lord? And he said, okay, one motivation is that we are serving the Lord because we are parts and parcels of Krishna. We are the small parts, and the small parts are supposed to serve the whole. Like the body, for example, we have so many parts of the body, the hands, the legs, the feet, and they are all there to serve the whole body. The hands are there to eat, and the mouth to chew, and all the activities are there to serve the whole. So in the same way, the living entity, the small spark of Krishna is there to serve the whole. And Prabhupada gave this example of a piece of a machine. If I open now this camera video and take off some pieces inside and leave one of the piece out, and then I rebuild the camera and we try to make it work, it just cannot work. And this piece will be totally useless. It will not serve any purpose. So when we are back into the service of Krishna, then we are again placed in the big universal machine that is there to give pleasure to Krishna. But as long as we are separated from the old mechanism which is there to please Krishna, then our being do not have meaning, do not have sense. All we do just become destroyed, and it's just meaningless. But then Giriraj Swami explained, he said the best reason why we should serve Krishna is that because Krishna is Bhaktavatsala. This is the reason, this is the main reason why we should serve Krishna. And Bhaktavatsala means one who is very affectionate to his devotees. Vatsala, Vatsa means a calf. And a calf is very, very affectionate. When you see a calf, especially in India or in Vrindavan, it's just so full of affection. So Krishna is called Bhaktavatsala. He has a lot of affection for his devotees. And I would like to speak a little bit on this quality, which is actually said to be the highest quality of Krishna, that he is Bhaktavatsala, that he is affectionate to his own devotees. So I have few quotes I would like to read. I will read it slowly for the translation. The first one is from the teachings of Queen Kunti, and Srila Prabhupada explained how Lord Krishna became Bhaktavatsala, how he show affection to Arjuna. That's happening during the war of Kurukshetra. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has promised that his devotee will never vanquish, that his devotee will be always protected. And he behaved according to the quality or degree of the devotional service rendered by his devotee. That's also in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna said, according to the degree of surrender of my devotee, to that degree I will reciprocate with him. Here the word Ananya Vishayatmanam is significant. The Pandavas were 100% dependent on the protection of the Lord, although they were all great warriors themselves. So here also a very nice point. The Pandavas were just such a great warriors. They had such a lot of weapons. They were Kshatriya. They were longing for fight. They wanted to fight. That's something they could do very easily, and they liked to do it. But still, they were totally dependent on the blessings of Krishna and the help of Krishna. That means although they all amazing qualities they had, still they were totally into the dependence of the Lord. Still they knew that the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord, they could attain the success, but not without the mercy of the Lord. And for us, whenever we have good qualities, we think, I don't need the Lord, I can do everything on my own. But here we have the example of the Pandava. Although they had such great qualities, they were fully dependent on the Lord. When Lord Krishna saw that there was no time for the Pandava to counteract the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, he took up his weapon, even at the risk of breaking his own vow. So there was Ashwatthama, who was trying to kill all the descendants of the Pandava. And when Krishna saw that, he took his weapon and wanted to protect the Pandavas. So Krishna had promised he will not fight during the battle of Kurukshetra. And now Krishna was taking his weapon himself to protect his devotees. So Krishna is better known as the Bhaktavatsala, or the lover of his devotee, and thus he prefers to continue to remain Bhaktavatsala than to be a worldly moralist who never broke his silent vow, his solemn vow. That means many people will be like this, like, I will never broke, I have made a vow, I will never broke it. And it is right, one should be truthful. But Krishna show, I'm ready to not be truthful to protect my own devotees. This is the extent of Krishna's love for his devotees. He's ready to break moral rules for saving his devotees. Now, to which devotee will Krishna express this Bhaktavatsalya quality? To any devotee or to specific devotees? Srila Prabhupada writes in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.14.34, the stage of a devotee which attracts the transcendental affection of the Lord does not develop unless one develops the qualities of a brahmana. That means when one develops those qualities of a brahmana, then Krishna will feel this Bhaktavatsalya quality, awakening for his devotee. So let's make a little try. What are those brahmanical qualities?
Truthfulness.
Cleanliness. Okay. What more? Yeah, peacefulness. Mm-hmm. Purity, peaceful, purity, self-control, austerity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, and religiosity. So those, when the devotee develops those qualities, then the Lord becomes very, very affectionate to those devotees. And if I will ask, who is a Brahmana? Maybe someone will say, one who received second initiation. But actually, it's maybe not the case. One may be a second initiated, but just being so unself-control or so rough and so heavy with others. And that shows there is no, the quality, that's not really a Brahmana. Obviously, the standard is high. To have all those qualities very high, and I don't think that any one of us can claim to have all those qualities. We are working on them. But Prabhupada writes a little later, the Lord is inclined to a Brahmana of quality and not a Brahmana of false prestige. That means we should not at all be proud of having received second initiation or being a so-called Brahmana. We should rather try to see how we can really develop those Brahmanical qualities and not say, okay, now I have received second initiation, I'm Brahmana. It's not really that. We have to work very sincerely on ourselves, on our self-control. How much we could just go through all those qualities and just ask us the question, how much I'm doing, how good I'm doing is in peacefulness, how peaceful I am, how good I'm doing in austerity, how much austere I'm living my life, or how much I'm just anchoring all the time to have comfort and that the whole world turn around me, like everything is there for myself. But I have a good news. Krishna said that actually he is reciprocating according everyone's surrender to him. So even if you are not in such a high standard, Krishna will reciprocate with his devotee to some extent. So even if we are not so high, a little reciprocation will be there. Because just the fact of living in the temple, it's already quite a surrender to dedicate one's own life. Even if our consciousness and attitude are not always the best, just the fact to come to the temple, to live in the temple and to offer one's life to Krishna is already quite a good surrender. And there is a nice reciprocation coming from Krishna. If we are open, if we are not blind, if we are introspective on our life, how our life is developing, there are so much reciprocation coming from the Lord. So I have another quote. The relationship between the Lord and his devotee is transcendentally beautiful. As the devotee thinks that it is due to being a devotee of the Lord that he is elevated in good qualities, so the Lord also thinks that it is because of his devotion to his devotees that all his transcendental glories have increased. Just amazing. It's written that like the devotee understands all the good qualities I have them because I'm serving Krishna. and Krishna himself think all the good quality that I have acquired them because I'm serving my devotees. So Krishna himself is thinking all my good qualities are there because I'm serving my devotees. Really amazing. In other words, as the devotee is always anxious to render service to the Lord, so the Lord is ever anxious to render service to his own devotees. The Lord admits that his greatness is due to his affection for his devotees. The Lord cannot tolerate any inconvenience on the part of the devotees. He is therefore famous as Bhaktavatsala. And in another quote, 3.24.29, Prabhupada writes, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Bhaktavatsala. He is never described as Jnani Vatsala or Yogi Vatsala. No, never. He is always described as Bhaktavatsala because he is more inclined toward his devotees than toward other transcendentalists." And then in 3.20.27, "One of the most important qualities of the Lord is his inclination to his devotees, for which he is called Bhaktavatsala. The devotees are always very much inclined to render service into the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord is also very much inclined to accept loving service from his devotees." So here it's written that this quality of Bhaktavatsala, this quality of Krishna, is one of the most prominent and one of the most important. And we see it's very secret. It's not so much exposed. If you ask in any religion, I don't know how many will be able to bring such a beautiful point, that the Lord himself wants to serve his devotees, that the Lord have so much affection for his own devotees, so pleased with them that he wants to become their servant. This is very, very deep theologic point, very, very important point for us to contemplate. And spiritual life is not an easy thing. We see when we are walking slowly on the path, we see how long it takes. It takes really a lot of endeavors. It takes really a lot of attention. But when we understand that the Lord is Bhaktavatsala, that the Lord is there, and he has affection for us, and he's ready to support us, he's ready to protect us, then spiritual life can become so much easier. Remember, in the beginning of my spiritual life, I was doing some Vipassana meditation, and I was just alone struggling to control my mind. But later on, when I came to Krishna consciousness, and I understood there is a loving person behind, and he's ready to give me help. What a difference it makes in our life. I think it's very important we introspect how much we are recipient of the affection of Krishna. Just by the fact of being able to live in such a temple with such loving devotees around us, how merciful is the Lord to us? How much he's showing us compassion? How much he's showing us this affection by giving us his own remnants, his own prasadam, by giving us the holy name, by giving us everything. He's just providing everything from us. If we go a little bit into this understanding, into this gratitude feeling of the Lord's quality of affection toward his devotees, then our spiritual life becomes just so simple and so joyous. It's not a struggle. It's a struggle when we try to serve Krishna because we have to, because if we don't do, others will look at us and will judge us and we will look foolish. And we don't want to look foolish. We want to look like the king of the world or the princess of the world. We want to appear to be so great. No, this is not the reason. That's nothing to do with bhakti. The reason we practice devotional service is because we want to please Krishna. Because we go to this route of gratitude. How much my Lord is kind to me. How much my Lord is giving to me. Therefore, I want to please Him. Therefore, I want to serve and please Him. That should be our motivation. And we should check out what is going in our mind during the day. Why are you doing our service? And we can also, I think it's very nice, we go through those Brahmanical qualities and see how we are doing with them. Where we need to improve, maybe some of them are totally neglected. And then we can pray and try to make some new step to put them in place. In spiritual life, we should be so much into this introspective mood. We should observe what are our feelings, what are our motivation while we do service. And then we can make new steps. If we are just automatic pilot and just doing our things because we have to do them, then it's just stagnating and taste is going away. We need to deeply ponder about what are the reasons behind. And that's what is Brahma doing. Brahma is sitting on the lotus. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Brahma is there, he's sitting on the lotus and he's questioning, he's thinking, he's pondering, why am I there? What am I supposed to do? And in the same way we should question ourselves. We know what we have to do, we know from where we come from, but we can ask ourselves the question, how am I doing? Am I really doing it for the pleasure of Krishna, or am I doing it because of social pressure, or because I'm supposed to do it? There is one beautiful example of Krishna being Bhaktavatsala. One morning, Krishna was with all his friends, and they went in the forest, and they decided to take a picnic. They were on the bank of the Yamuna River, and they were all sitting down, and they were all eating, and Krishna was in the center, and all the boys were sitting next to Krishna, around Krishna, and they were exchanging their food. But then Brahma came, our same Brahma from today, and he wanted to challenge the Lord. He wanted to see, is that boy really God? So he came and he stealed the calves of the boy and disappeared. So the boys were eating with Krishna and suddenly the calves were gone. And the boys had responsibilities of those calves. So they became afraid. Where are the calves? We need to go and find them. And Krishna told his friends, you stay here. Just stay here, continue eating. I will personally go and look for the calves. Krishna did not say, I am God. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You just all go and find the cows. I will stay here and I will eat. I am supposed to enjoy. No, Krishna has this beautiful quality. He likes to serve his devotees. He is Bhaktavatsala. Actually, Prabhupada writes in another quote, the highest quality of the Supreme Lord is that he is Bhaktavatsala. So Prabhupada directly writes, this is the highest quality of Krishna. So I will stop here. If you have any questions, any comments. That he is good qualities? Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is 3.16.7 purport. Very astonishing, very mind-blowing description, yeah. Any other questions or comments? Nirantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And this evening we will also have the Lila Katha continuing at 7 o'clock. Oh, I forgot also something else, sorry. Today is a very special day. Today is Vasant Panchami. Today is the first day of spring, and I did not find it in the Vaishnav calendar, but I think it's also today that Holi is played. So today for the evening Lila Katha we will hear about the Holi festival, and it's also appearance day of few great soul of Vishnu Priya, the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Raghunath Das Goswami, of Raghunandan Thakur, and of Sri Pundarik Vidyanidhi appearance day. And it is also this appearance day of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So it's actually today a very, very auspicious and special day. If you want, you can also read about those personalities today and remember them. It is said that on this appearance day especially, if we remember those Vaishnava who left us or those who appeared, we get a lot of their blessings. So today it might be a very good opportunity to read about them and to maybe chant also more and read more. Today is a very special day.